Hey, what's up? What's up? It's your man Sam, host of Just Talk With Sam podcast. What? Just Talk With Sam podcast. Yes, we have another great podcast for you guys. In this podcast, we sit down with Tasha and we talk about our week of Halloween weekend. But before we get into all of that, I want to say thanks to all the people who came out to Sam Show Nation. Hit the donate button. We raised a lot of money for Stand Up to Cancer throughout the month of October, being Breast Cancer Awareness Month. I want to say thanks to my girl, Joan Stevenson. I want to say thanks to my girl, you got it, Lucretia Rogers, and the two awesome people, that is Christy and Sadie of Hip in Detroit, for helping. And somebody else came through too. But we'll get into that later. But helping us out for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, I want to say thanks. But you still can donate. The donate button is still up to help this podcast be the multi-headed beast it has become. Go to samshownation.com. On the homepage of current promotions page, hit the donate button. Give whatever makes you feel like a good person. And go ahead and donate and give and help this podcast just continue to grow and be a podcast. All the money donated outside the month of October usually go into, you know, crowdsourcing, making this podcast just awesome. So go ahead, do that. You can always go to Sam Show Nation. Since you're there, go to the store at samshownation.com. Click the link and get pretty much all your show your love for the podcast by getting t-shirts, stickers, old school episodes, or the free iTunes app. Got an Apple person, you can always get us up at Stitcher, the TuneIn app, or just follow our RSS to wherever you need. Now, with that said, we got a few advertisements before we get into the podcast, before we talk about our weekend and all that other good stuff. I want to say, first off, first sponsors, the good guys at Amazon. Look, basketball season is officially underway, and you can get the freshest new kicks by going to samshownation.com, clicking the finish line link. They got pretty much everything to get yourself ready, whether that be Nike, Adidas, Jordan, whatever you need, they got it there at finishline.com. And free shipping on tons of all new arrivals and thousands of styles. And I got something else, the fan gear. That is still going on. If you're at finishline.com and you want to represent your college, they still have the 2 for $40 with free shipping. If you go through samshownation.com under current promotions page, hit the finish line link. UConn, Ohio State, Boise State, Virginia Tech, Michigan, Eastern Michigan, Ball State, where you at? TCU, whatever, Alabama, Arkansas, whatever your college is, whatever apparel, whether it be hoodies, sweatshirts, whatever, you can get it by going to samshownation.com, clicking the finish line link, and it's 2 for $40, 2 of any type of college apparel, and it's free shipping if you go through samshownation.com. So go ahead, go through finish line, get your NBA hoop on, and get your college game. Also, second sponsor of the podcast are the good folks at Dollar Rental Car. Yes, it's around that time of year again where you got to sit down and figure out what family member you want to see for Thanksgiving. And Sam Show Nation is going to help you get there. So go to samshownation.com, earn the current promotions link, click the dollar link. Dollar Rental Car, they are the home of the lowest rates guaranteed. They'll lock you in your rate, pick your ride. Go ahead, drive across country. Lock low and go. You can book now at equal rates. If you're a AAA member, receive an extra 10% off any vehicle, plus an extra 10% on any GPS if you're going to the U.S. or Canada. And you also get that nice, nice, nice low rate if you go through samshownation.com. So, Dollar Rent a Car, go ahead. And last and certainly not least, I want to say the granddaddy of them all, Amazon.com. Look, Christmas is right around the corner, and the best way to do it is go to Amazon.com, via SamShowNation.com, and get something for your loved one. Whether that be a DVD set, whether that be cups, whether that be that book they got their eye on, whether it be whatever, you can get it at Amazon.com, via SamShowNation.com. Go ahead, lock it down. Actually, you go ahead and start your wish list. So whenever you buy your stuff and you want to get somebody to go do it and get stuff off your wish list, put together your wish list. Tell them to go through samshownation.com. Click that Amazon banner. You ain't gonna, you're not going to spend more money. You may even save some. So that's pretty much what I got for right now. We're about to reset these mics, join the first lady of the show, Tasha, and we're about to get into this podcast. I will see you guys in about 90 seconds. This is Just Talk With Sam Podcast, y'all. Just Talk With Sam Podcast. Just put your name on it. If you don't talk about it, be about it.
I don't know this till like right now.
Seriously.
Subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, y'all.
But it's obvious, if y'all just listen, we never write this out.
And we're back. Another week of the Just Talk With Sam podcast. Another, tired week, man. We've been running around a lot. Normally, Halloween is chalk with just trick-or-treating and just being what it is. The week of it, or, you know, but sometimes we were out. As always, hey, before I even jump into our week, I want to say, hey, look, it's November. It's the first week of November. That means Breast Cancer Awareness Month is over. And I want to say thanks to all the people who went to SamShowNation.com, donated money. We donated a nice sizable sum to Stand Up For Cancer. All the people who did it, I want to say thank you for doing it. And I want to thank our guests. I would like to thank Lucretia Rogers. I would thank the young ladies from Hip in Detroit, Sadie and Christy. We'll get on Sadie in a little bit. And I would also like to thank, not you. We're not thanking you.
Why aren't you
We're not thanking you.
You can thank me all
We're not
day long,
thanking you. We're giving credit to where credit is due, and we are not thanking you.
All right, well, I'm going to add a new segment to the show today.
We are not the Ann Joan Stevenson, before you tried to cut me off. So, Joan Stevenson, Hip in Detroit, and Lucretia Rogers. I want to say thanks.
Sam, you cannot leave me out of it. You cannot leave me out of the thinking, because I did participate in week 3 of October.
I would like to thank those three ladies
for
giving up their time, time, effort, and energy to coming out to the Just Talk With Sam podcast. But yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, you too.
Whatever.
Tasha, yeah, thanks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just thanks. Let me know when you're ready for me to add my new segment, because I turned it to my page or something I have beef with.
There's a lot of beefs going on this week. What are added to it?
Well, this is one of my beats for the week. This week, I received the Toys R Us Big Christmas book.
What's wrong with that?
Now, if you have this book, you can turn to page 35 and you can see what I have a beef with. Now, they have Nerf Rebel.
So?
Which is a girl's Nerf gun.
What's the problem with that?
They did not have these when I was a kid.
Because
I had to buy a boy Nerf gun.
Hold on. All right. First of all, it's the same Nerf. All right, first of all, I'm looking at it now.
It's zebra print, purple,
that's
and purple.
Not a beef, man.
That is a beef.
All right. Look. Here's what it
Girls,
is.
Girls, I've been
and
working
it, and Nerf. It's not Rebel. It got an extra E in it. It's Rebel.
But anywho, all right. I'm going to buy myself this for Christmas.
All right. First of all, don't feel like you... Like, all right, the Nerf
and they got pretty zebra print zebra print Nerf darts and
everything.
Well,
times have changed since we were kids, mainly because
they got a boy.
There's like an extra boy when Nerf just used to be unisex. It was just orange and if you were lucky, you got a blue one.
Man, that's just that's not
a beef.
That just messed me up. So yes,
not on
if
the
you're
level.
A girl and you like to play with boys' toys like I did.
You can still
you feel what I'm saying.
All right, the level of beef I had, and I have been ran and raved about, especially about this week. The sexy costumes?
Yes, the sexy costumes. Slutty.
Look, I've seen it all this week. Don't get me wrong. I've seen some very good costumes. Like we went to Sadie Party from Hip in Detroit. We talked about that on the show. We'll get into that in a second. But I didn't see a sexy costume there. But the sexy costumes is like the other Halloween parties we didn't went to.
Mm-hmm.
It was sexy pizza, sexy
Bert and Ernie.
It was, I thought I saw the sexy Master Chief. That pissed me off to no end. Master Chief from Halo. That
a sexy ear corn.
That pissed me off to no end. All right, here's my beef with the sexy costumes. And I think I'm getting to the point where I'm compromising my own anger. I'm okay if it's sexy and job.
Or if it was a sexy, something that's already meant to be sexy. Like, people find nurses hot already.
Okay, yes. Florence Nightingale syndrome aside, yes, they do find nurses hot. And I get that.
Lady cops.
Lady cops. But it's a job. Now, sexy is a attitude or a state of mind. I don't think you can make that thing that already is. Like, a good example is sexy Freddy Krueger. First of all, Freddy Krueger ain't sexy to begin with. And I gotta be honest, every time I've ever seen Freddy, movies or just someone who really, really dialed it up as Freddy Krueger, sex wasn't on my mind.
But I did see a girl, Freddy Krueger. She had on, she had the sweater. It was at Sadie Party. She had the sweater on. She had the hat.
That was fine.
And she had on jeans. She didn't have a slutty skirt on.
That's fine with me because you are the guy. All right. If you are going to be that thing for Halloween, you should be the closest you can be to that thing regardless of sex.
So, like, commit. Sam had a beef with me because our Halloween costumes. We went as Daft Punk. I was Guy Manuel. He was Thomas. And if you go on either one of our Facebook page, you can see pictures. And I think
you go on the show page too. Yeah,
so SamShowNation.com. You can see pictures of us as Daft Punk, and our son was Pharrell in the little
Pharrell Williams,
in the Ranger hat, the red jacket, and everything.
Yeah.
And he was getting upset with me because I wanted to wear a skirt. I wanted to wear a skirt.
Just be the.
I don't want to press and grease my titties up. I just wanted to wear a skirt. I just wanted to put a little bit of sexiness,
man.
In there.
Sorry, but look,
I did.
The need to feel sexy
so when I
versus
came,
the actual
when I
character.
When I actually put the costume together and I brought pants into the equation, he was actually happy.
Because you committed to the character.
And I'm really glad I did not wear the skirt because it was freaking cold.
Oh, it was cold as hell. I mean, that was a kind of an afterthought after which, because the kids, the trick-or-treaters around here got whole. We weren't as bad as Chicago. But
Chicago, they had some rough weather for the past few days, I should say.
This is one of those few years the Hallelujah House wins.
Yeah, the Hallelujah parties.
Like Hallelujah,
and if no one knows what a Hallelujah party is, it's basically a church person having a Halloween party. But churches tend not to glorify the ghouls, the goblins,
anything spooky.
So you basically got to be one of the three wise men.
Hold on, wait. You take Halloween and you take away anything remotely near scary about Halloween, which is like half the fun. And then you interject, like you, and I don't mean, I'm a Christian, I get this, but you shoehorn Jesus. Like you gotta like Jesus it up over, like you're shoehorning Jesus.
Like my old church, we used to have Hallelujah parties. And all the rules were, like, no ghouls, no goblins, No, you can be Spider-Man, you can be Batman, but you can't be like, let's say, Venom.
Yeah, you couldn't be the bad guy.
You couldn't be a villain. Like, if it's a scary villain, like, I could have probably gotten away with being Bane. Because Bane's not, he don't wear like a, but somebody like Venom, somebody like Spawn.
Anything that has like sharp teeth, and Spawn's a hero. Yeah. That's another thing, yeah.
Like anything that looks like kind of scary, sharp teeth, anything like that, is a no-no. But, I mean, like, I used to enjoy myself going to hallelujah parties, and I love trick-or-treating as well, so it was always a conflict as a kid. And I grew up in church, still go to church. And our new church, we don't have hallelujah parties at our new church.
They just, I'd rather you just say, we're not doing anything.
Yeah.
Instead of
like,
just...
Or they either call it like a harvest party, but it's like not on Halloween.
I'm down with harvest parties. Harvest parties.
But I understand not wanting to have those images in church. I understand that. But, you know.
You are, but the shoehorning of it, I get your religious affiliation, but dude, just don't do anything. Or harvest parties. I'm down with harvest parties because here's something you could do with a harvest party.
You can have it from now until the end of November.
If something goes down, how the weather goes, you could just like, yeah, it's next week, dog. It's bad out here. And that's cool, but like, I was happy about a lot. I mean, that's like one of my big beefs, man. Just commit to the role. If you're going to be this person for Halloween, just commit.
So I can't be a sexy Spider-Man.
You can, but it's just kind
of
like...
I mean, like, something like a comic book hero, I think, are already have a level of sex appeal because of the type of costume
because of
wear.
The costumes they wear.
Like, Batgirl is already wearing a skirt.
Like, here's one
Wonder Woman is already wearing a bustier and a skirt. So you kind of can... Those are already sexy costumes without actually adding another element of sex.
One thing I would like to see, like... Now, this is going to show my nerdness a little bit. Let's say you're one of those females... I want to be that person. I don't want to be sexy, mm-hmm. but I want to Captain Marvel. You can go Captain Marvel, or you could go Miss Marvel. Miss Marvel got a big-ass shirt, like one of those tall tees, mm-hmm. a blue tall tee with a lightning bolt, some red pants, and a cape. Look, I'm Miss Marvel. I'm new to the game. Whatever.
Like another a comic book, like if I... It's two people in the next year for Halloween that I want to be. Maybe three. Wonder Woman is always on my list. Zatanna
is just sexy magician.
Yeah.
That's all you're doing.
Zatanna and Poison Ivy.
You're just Poison Ivy's, but it's the same sexualized thing. But one of the cool... All right. That kind of bleeds into what we was getting at next.
Mm-hmm.
Sadie. A couple weeks ago, Sadie from Hip in Detroit... talked about the party they were throwing at the Love and Touch. It's all 90s. Everyone's going to just be something of the 90s. And that was cool because she did a very good Courtney Love. And got on stage, ripped Malibu.
HipInDetroit.com.
HipInDetroit.com, yes. And you can see... You can see some of the stuff, I believe, on their Facebook page or still images. It's nothing like actually being there.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, that's my girl. Sadie did a great job as Courtney Love. But Faith No More was good. But the best one that got me was White Zombie.
Because they did a good job.
They sound exactly like them. And then they did Thundercats 65. I was like, okay. You can't mess that up. And they did White Zombie, which was... They had the, like, old school... Because anyone who remembers White Zombie, they will always start off the album or the songs with the old, like, Nickelodeon scary movies or, back when scary movies was... It was a lot of... I really wish I had the board up. I could have played the song. But...
You see my face. But
yeah, it was just like... He has a case of zombieitis. Boo, boo, boo.
But all in all, it was a good time. Shout out to the girls of Hip Detroit, Sadie and Christy. You know we love you guys. HipInDetroit.com. Visit their website. See who's going. They're always giving the stuff away. So this is a free plug, you guys. We don't mind doing it anyway. But HipInDetroit.com. Check them out. Read their blog. It's wonderful.
And then we were joined there by the lovely Alexa. Being a...
She was a skeleton.
Skeleton, yeah.
She was a sexy skeleton. Well, you know, Milton would say she was sexy.
Skeleton. She could just be wearing anything. Oh, yeah. Excuse me. We did mention Alexa. Hey, Alexa.
Hey, Matt.
Speaking of Matt, Zombie Bluto. Bluto from, I'm still surprised you've never seen John Belushi as Buddha, as Bluto.
You know what? I'll Google it right now.
Seriously? You have to Google Animal House?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I do. I don't think, maybe if I did see the movie, it was probably so long ago.
How are you just not in the pop culture bubble where...
Who was he playing?
Bluto. Just Google Animal House. It will show up. It's just, how have you never seen that?
Oh, okay. I see a picture now. I get it.
It took you 2 days to figure it out. But either way, going into there, we hung out with friends. We got a chance to hang out with, Sadie before she hit the stage. Little Miss, she had jitters and remembering the words and all that other fun stuff. Yeah, could have fooled me, motherfucker.
But she did the Courtney Love thing last year, but it seems like she was like really, really nervous this time.
Yeah.
Because maybe she thought it was just a one-time thing. She probably had to do it, never do it again. But she did a really good Courtney Love.
Next year, some of the costumes I saw there of 90s, it made me feel good, and I felt immediately old. Because I'm watching, these are costumes now when people who are not young enough, people who are not old enough to know the characters they're portraying, this is mm-hmm. my observation, are being those characters. Like, I saw Charlie Conway from The Mighty Duck. Yep. You know what? It sounds like one big fever dream because I'm like, oh yeah, I'm going to go get a drink next to Charlie Conway from The Mighty Ducks and I'm Thomas from Daft Punk and... Oh, that guy? Oh, it's Blossom.
It was Blossom. Tabitha Soren. I ran into Mrs. Fizzle from Magic School Bus in the bathroom.
Yeah, you sound like you're high right now.
Huh?
Like, you sound like you're high right now. Where you're saying what they are. Like, and then, towards the end of the night, we hung out with Where's Waldo and Carmen Sandiego.
And Where's Waldo had on some jeggings.
Well, Where's Waldo always did wear skinny jeans. He was just playing a part.
I was going to ask him, was those Carmen Sandiego's jeans he had on?
But he was just playing a part.
Yeah.
But either way, Sadie threw a great party at the Love and Tuss. The only thing...
You forgot to mention Mach. And Miss Elizabeth.
Macho Man and Miss Elizabeth. And he handed me a Slim Jim. I wish I was making
Slapped
that up.
To a Slim Jim. Oh, yeah.
He gave me a Slim Jim on the way out. But and speaking on the way out, it's just... One of the things I hate doing, but I had to do it a lot this weekend, I just said, Irish goodbye. Those who don't know what Irish goodbye is, Irish goodbye is just leaving. Usually when you leave a party or you go somewhere, you do something, you want to give the host or hostess their credit. Hey, I had a lovely time. Everything was all right. It was blah, blah, blah. Irish goodbye. You just dip, man. And unfortunately, this time with Sadie, I was just kind of like, yeah, we got to go and get the hell out. No real emergency or anything like that. I was just kind of like, you done?
Yeah, like.
And she had, like, a lot of people around her because yeah, they did like, such a great job.
When people get off stage, like, from a person that has done things on stage, and you kind of don't.
Yeah, because I've never done anything on stage either.
Not saying you, I'm saying, but you want to be around your people, but at the same time, it's like, so many people are, like, going to come to you and say, congratulations, did a good job, blah, 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 blah. We ain't going to be able to get in there, everybody. But I do thank Sadie for having us, and thank her for you know shouting us out on her Facebook page.
What's the protocol for Irish goodbye?
We did it like
it is except we've
kind of been doing it all week.
Yeah, we've been doing it all week.
So, but yeah, all in all, Halloween. Our son Charles, he has not had. His first Halloween was last year.
He's 0-2 for Halloween.
But the last three Halloweens, it has rained, so we have not really had a chance to officially take him trick-or-treating. And good news is that since I married Sam, I've met somebody just as weird as myself.
We do like
to dress up for Halloween. I thoroughly enjoy it.
You got to, man.
I thoroughly enjoy dressing up for Halloween.
Okay, you got to. It's just whatever's in you. All right, outside of the horror complex that most women are having.
And the only, I do have a horse costume.
Present company included,
well,
I know.
Alice in Wonderland costume is not whorish. It's short, but it's not whorish. Because I have no cleavage out or anything. But honestly, I was telling Sam this. I told him, shut up. I told Sam, I said, I have never purchased a Halloween costume.
No,
my parents did not purchase Halloween costumes for us. We had to make our own Halloween costumes.
And That's kind
of
the fun.
So Alice in Wonderland was the first Halloween costume I had purchased for myself. And I went all out, you know, with Alice in Wonderland.
And that's how you're supposed to do it, because those homemade costumes, one, you get to get a chance to see your craftsmanship and what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be used. That's kind of like a good spot on you if you do a good job.
Oh, yeah.
And
people knew exactly who we were. And we made our costumes were homework. It's not, I mean, Daft Punk don't wear, they just wear suits, black and white, whatever.
Or the motorcycle jacket.
But their costumes aren't so complex. The only thing that's the complex part about
is the helmets. But
and if you got $500 or more to drop on one of the helmets, go for it. But we weren't going to do that. We made ours ourselves. And people knew exactly, they weren't like dead on lights, LEDs and all that stuff, but people knew who we were. Which is cool, and it wouldn't be illusion, but you got what we were.
Yeah,
it was clear cut. Okay,
it wasn't like
real, you two are Daft Punk, and how it came about was we were watching the Grammys, right?
Oh yeah,
we were watching the Grammys, and I said, you know what, it'd be cool if me, you, and Chuck went as Daft Punk and Pharrell.
Now, don't get it twisted. We weren't working on these since the Grammys went off. It wasn't like the Grammys went off. Okay, I could do it. No, we just, it was a lot of discussion. Like, you think these people going to remember that far back? Because the internet has a relatively short memory.
Oh, yeah.
Like, the boy is good because he's Pharrell. And, all right, but yeah, hat, you know, wear normal clothes, give him a chain. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a piece of like, and Daft Punk, to their credit, people would know who they are as well because, you know, they're fucking superstars. But them being together, would people remember that? And that was a big question. And apparently it worked out.
Mm-hmm.
Later this weekend, after all of that, candy time.
My baby didn't get, I'm used to walking away with sacks of candy.
Yeah.
We didn't have a good time. But he's a baby, so he doesn't eat a lot of candy.
People didn't step
anyway,
their candy game up as, like, which is interesting. People didn't feel like they had to step their candy game up because I went to, like, Meijer today, and Meijer just had the 50% off.
Yeah, I looked at the same thing when I went to
Target. It was so full to the point where you could be like, no, I don't give it a few more days.
Yeah,
it's going to be 75% off.
I definitely
got
to get me some candy corn before.
That's you. Like, That's your go to Halloween.
The pumpkins
candy?
And the candy corn.
Ugh.
A lot of people can't stand candy corn.
One of those people.
I found something interesting. You know that if you put them into a circle, they make an ear of corn. Like if you stack them up. If you take a candy corn and stick it, like if you stick them all around and stack them up, it'll turn into an ear of corn.
Wait. What do you mean by stacking them up?
Okay, you know how they're triangular, right?
Yeah.
So if you touch the triangles around and keep going up, make a stack out of them. I'm not saying you can actually do this.
Oh, yes.
It'll make an ear
it
corn.
It is an ear corn because that's just what it's supposed to be. I got that part because each candy corn is supposed to be a kernel.
Yep.
Okay, yeah, I understood that.
But I love candy corn. It's nothing but sugar. I know. That's why I have to buy the little bitty bag. And I don't want any brand but Brock's. If you give me Meijer brand, I probably won't eat it.
Look at you being bougie about the
candy
corn. I
don't care, but it has to be Brock's.
Look, if you have to have a Halloween candy, here's the... because
don't say them pumpkin Reese's cups.
No, that doesn't really count because it's still a Reese's and you can get those
any
time of
year. But you get more peanut butter because they're pumpkin shots.
Right. I'm going in the realm of you can only get it around this time of year. Like, you've heard me in the promos talking about pumpkin spice lattes. That doesn't really count.
Mm-hmm.
But Smarties. This is the only time anyone ever eats Smarties.
I had two. That's not true. Easter.
Wait, Smarties do something for Easter?
Mm-hmm. It's not.
No, not the Wonka. Are you sure you're not thinking
you're talking about they look like pills. They have them at Easter time, too.
I have never seen them at Easter. I've always seen Smarties.
You probably never paid. We just had a son. 2 years ago, when have you ever seeked out to buy anything for, like Easter baskets or candy? Probably not.
Haven't had to. It's his first two Easters. Everyone else within a fucking country mile of my house have been giving my son candy, so I didn't really have to. I'm a little pissed that they had Smarties two times a year. quite honest with you. So, Smarties, I'm down with Smarties. Or the, you can get these any time of year, but Sweet Tarts. Sweet Tarts, this is like the only time people like take them seriously. Everything else is just miniature versions, man. And that's, I think, I learned my lesson.
Mm-hmm.
We used to, remember that one year we stayed in, we tried to be the cool house. Giving out full size of candy.
Oh my God, we had some we gave out, how it happened for us to give out full size candy.
Because it cost just as much.
This is how it actually happened. If you go to like happened. The Sam's Club. Sam went to Sam's Club, he bought them for his office, his job. So, his 9 to 5 on the podcast.
Yeah.
He gave them out, he bought too many. So, we ended up giving them out as Halloween candy. So, one little kid, well, it was probably like a teenager, she came to the door, and we put the full size candy bar in her bag. She's like, they giving away full size candy, and she
and
did,
now
she did like the hootie hoo type
and,
situation,
and now a flood of children, probably some who came with different groups mm-hmm. or just kind of mixed it up, coming for full size candy. And poor little John Cena, man, John Cena came to the door, did not get a full size Snickers because everyone else took them, so you had to give him one of those peanuts. Give them a dollar. See, I'm down for, like, whatever. See, the new rule of thumb for us, mm-hmm. whatever shitty candy we don't like, we are going to give out for pass out.
Well, heck, we could have gave out that all that Easter candy we had left.
I thought about that. We weren't here. I really thought about that. I really thought long and hard about that. Because I checked the expiration dates. They're actually they're in sync.
Yeah, it take a little.
It takes like 4 years for candy to expire.
Well, I had some M&Ms. They weren't so good.
So every president changed your candy. Yeah, it takes about.
No, them M&Ms. I did try. Like we got M&Ms. I did try to eat one, and they were all dried up on the inside, so I didn't eat it.
How old was it? Well, somebody probably just did the same shit to us.
It was an Easter M&M, so it wasn't too tasty.
Either way, so that was our Halloween. You wake up, you shug it off. You still smell like sugar.
It's surprisingly me or Sam had any liquored beverages that night.
Yeah. I didn't drink.
We were in a bar and did not drink.
I did not. Well, here's why I didn't drink on Halloween. It was fucking hot under that helmet.
Yeah.
Like, it was just like. So, the only thing. Don't get me wrong. I'm making up for it now while I watch football.
Oh, I see.
But under that helmet, you're just the only thing you want, man. I just want water, man. I just want water. Because we didn't realize how cold it was outside until we took the helmets off. It's just
you have that thing like when you're in a building and you're hot, then you go outside and like into the cold and it's just like woo.
I'm not gonna lie to you. I'm cut down on this DTE bill. I don't wear this helmet all year round.
Oh shut up.
I'm fine with it.
Oh shit.
I'm cut down on this bill. I just wear my dad funk helmet. We've come too far. Yep. I'm gonna be the only person in January with a $4 DTE bill because I'm wearing the dad funk helmet.
But I just wanna ask them, like, I know they don't talk, but I just wanna ask them, how do you keep cool? It has to be a cooling system in those helmets.
I would imagine shit, we got the makeshift versions. And we're burning up, so I would only imagine.
And they keep theirs on the whole time.
The whole time.
The whole time, like, they take theirs on.
They're doing like 2-hour concerts. I would imagine. At least.
Dead Mouse.
Dead Mouse had.
His is huge.
But that's the thing. His is so huge where you could put those things in there. Like
yeah,
the ears.
Probably hollowed out or something.
Like, if I'm thinking of Dead Mouse, the ears got to have fans in them.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to think. But Daft Punk, I would imagine it's a cooling system.
Yeah, I mean, the helmets are too intricately made for them not to have something.
Yeah, or at the very least, Dead Mouse like a fan.
I don't understand how they do it.
But second day of the Irish goodbye tour was, we was out. We was in Greektown celebrating birthdays and post-Halloween parties.
Mm-hmm.
And then Julie Haven. Alumni of the podcast, person who's been on the first Triple Crown winner of the podcast, the first person to been on it 3 times that's not a part of regular crew, playing in Greektown, tanning up. She normally we've talked to Julie, and Julie breaks out the keyboard. She tickles the ivories.
Mm-hmm.
That's the right word. I'm trying not to sound like creep here.
As long as you ain't saying tickle the coochie, you pretty much okay.
Really? Wow. Ivories to coochie. Either way. Either way, she has went and she's doing Greektown. And thanks to her, I got a new drinking spot in Greektown. I'm not going to say what it is because you motherfuckers are okay. I had a new drinking spot in Greektown, and Julie, to her credit, once again, tore it up.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of 90s references, because she dug in that 90s well a little bit. Nothing Comes Close to You, Fiona Apple's Criminal. She did a lot of 90s hits. And I guess she just looked around at the crowd because, well, we're all around that age where she could do a lot of the 90s hits. You can go, you can visit her. I gotta say, juliehaven.com. Julie, juliehaven.com.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the news, bios, videos, blah, blah, blah. And you get a little taste of what we were doing while we were visiting her. Or if you're really feeling it, you can book her. Buy her CD. Not, don't buy her a CD. Well, you could, but,
you know.
I'm sure she'd be thankful. I'm sure she'd be thankful if you just showed up and just bought her a CD, but, you know. But she get a chance to rock out. She was doing some hits. She was doing some originals. She snuck a few of her songs in there. Mm-hmm. She just had a good party and, once again, gave her a hug, took pictures, showed up, and finished my drinking. Irish goodbye. Getting the fuck out of Dodge. Getting the hell out of Dodge. I mean, she understood, because is it Irish goodbye if we tell you what we're doing?
No.
Okay, I gotta know the protocol.
Sure, at a point in time, she knew we were going to go. Even though some people spend 24 hours at the casino, I'm pretty sure she kind of...
Yeah, but she had that vibe, like, that wasn't the casino itself, that was the...
Well, it was in the casino, Sam.
No, okay, yes, it is the inside of the casino, but you don't have to gamble to be there. It's like, you're in
it's
the...
It's a restaurant.
It's a restaurant. I'm trying to say it without giving out the location.
Well, I mean, it was a good restaurant.
There you go. Anybody with half a brain can figure it out. Just go to her website, just figure it out. You go to, because it should have, like, get, well, maybe since it's past the date, it wouldn't have past gigs. But either way, anyone with half a brain can figure out where she was. But, and I'm doing this completely selfish because, you know, it's kind of sort of a hole in the wall right now.
Hole in the wall.
It's like hidden in plain sight.
Hole in the wall to me signifies
like a dank
raggedy.
It's not raggedy, it's just hidden in plain sight. That's all it is. Technically, it is a hole in the wall because of the size of it. But it's not a hole in the wall because I get your meaning. But Irish goodbye. She did a great thing. Go to juliehaven.com. Great plan. Irish goodbye. Also met up with man BK celebrating some birthdays, sitting around. A lot of the podcast favorites. You should have had a mic. We didn't. And we got it. We really should have. We wouldn't be doing this right now had we mic'd the table.
I can agree.
A lot of bullshit going on with BK, his wife Dominique, both have been on the podcast. A lot of your favorites was there sitting around. Once again, didn't booze. Well, I take that back. I was already kind of buzzing, not buzzing, but already kind of that niceness. It's not tipsy. Whatever the line of tipsy and nice, you're feeling nice. You loosened up. You had a few drinks with Julie. So, yeah, whatever that was. So, not a lot of drinking there, which I am clearly making up for right now. Clearly.
Yeah, I had, like, that wine was so good. Like, I have to find that wine.
And we went out, and after dinner, went to the club, and once again, Irish goodbye. It was just kind of like, all right, I'm out of here. For the go home, Netflix me some Masters of Sex, and I'll just go to bed. And I get an extra hour. And hey, now we're look, why you shitting on Master Sex? It's a good show. Like, throughout the month of October, I have been just really, really, really ragging on you. I don't want to call it ragging on you because it's the truth. I'm not like overdoing it. I've been show jacked, not once but twice from you. I have been show jacked.
How?
You jack scandal. Technically, you didn't jack scandal.
I did not jack scandal.
It was just kind of I gave up, and you say continued that, on. I call it a jacking because you are.
You cannot say I jack something.
You are the show jacker.
I am not.
You Sam. Take shows. Okay. Sons of Anarchy. We go in as.
We did not go in together. I just.
Yes,
picked,
we did.
No?
Yes, we
no,
did.
No, we didn't.
Yes,
I just
we did. Okay, when you watch episode one.
I was watching it by myself. Then you came in, you was like, oh, what's this? Sons of Anarchy. All right. I
hey, what did I say? I said, I want. Hey, I kind of want to.
And you watched
that.
A few episodes with me.
Phew! I watched the whole season with you. I watched all of season one
but,
with you.
You think I'm about to sit and wait?
Okay, I watched season one. And season two.
I would still go back and watch the whole thing with you again. It doesn't matter to me. I would go back and watch it with you again.
I go to work, and then you come back. You're on
it
season
four. It
took
me a week to watch it. Nothing got done that week.
No, you were on season four, going into four that
day.
13
episodes in the first season. It,
you were
like
three
they,
going into four.
Yeah, like, yeah. Because I had ended on... two, I think.
And then I bargain with you. Hey, man, let me catch up. Shit. All right, I understand. And then
I gave you time because I had to go in.
That's not
Netflix,
time.
No.
That's not time.
Netflix
man.
Stopped at episode...
five for the summer.
No, season. They stopped at
season five. Now they're back
so
at
I had
six.
To go see, I had to go find five from a store.
Yeah.
And had to go. That gave you plenty of time to catch up because it still means I still had to
no,
go find
no.
it.
No, here's what you did. Okay, when Netflix conked out on you, you could catch up. I tried to watch.
You had time.
I did.
Did you not
I
have
did have time
because I still had to
the
go find
show
it.
Is jacked because
I could order it on Amazon.com, SamShowNation.com.
At season three, episode one, I am 5 minutes into it. And I don't mean it in the figurative sense like, oh, I'll be there in 5 minutes. No, I was legitimately 5 minutes into it. I know it because the Netflix timer thing, when you want to rewind it or what have you, you couldn't hold yourself. Oh, you're going to like this one. Watch out. Like, all right, fine.
Okay,
I can't watch
my
it.
Mom has been, I, my I mom can't do also it. Has been on pause. She, I think she watched up through four.
And yes. You're ruining it for her.
I did not. I just asked
any
her.
Any woman.
No. I just asked her,
she walked in this house and said, don't tell me anything.
And I didn't tell her anything.
I should not
I
have to say
I
that.
I have not told her who died. I have not told her anything.
I
you
should.
Either. I still have not told you anything.
I just feel uncomfortable. I really feel uncomfortable. Now, you're so far ahead that when I try to watch it.
I'm in the current season. I watch it week by week. I like binge watching, too. But this is the final ride, last season.
I get that.
Anarchy, so I watch it every Tuesday.
And they're taking my show, so I had to jump into Masters of Sex.
Well, this is Sons of Anarchy, so I'm done after this.
Like, hey, they took away Boardwalk Empire last week. Sans the show.
Well, Boardwalk Empire was on how many? Six seasons?
This is fifth. The fifth one that just passed.
A lot of shows are like, you know, they're concluding them. Not saying like they're not getting enough ratings or whatever. They're putting the finalization on the storyline.
Well, end while you on top. You don't want to be that show like, oh shit, is it still on? Like 2 and a Half Men, this is their last season. But
General Hospital keeps it going.
Well, that's different. That's more soap opera.
Right,
yeah,
now.
That could go on forever.
No, they cut a lot of soap opera though.
But some stuff like that, when it go on for 20, 30 years, yeah, keep it going. I think that started, General Hospital started in radio, didn't it? That or Guiding Light, one of them started off in radio and then they made the transition to TV.
It might have been General Hospital have been on over 30 years.
But like, you don't want to be like Two and a Half Men is ending this year and I'm like,
they ending it?
Yeah.
So they bringing Charlie Sheen back?
No, well, they killed his character off. He died.
But I thought
the show.
They was gonna bring him back in some form.
No, well, they couldn't. They killed him.
They can bring him back as a ghost.
They tried that, and the ghost was that's Sally Field. It was
But Two and a Half Men have been on
12 years.
Yeah, so.
But you should have ended the show after Charlie Sheen. But I understand you need to make a check. You still need to keep your shit going. So I get that. But right now, I'm into Masters of Sex. I'm down with Martin Sheen. I'm down with Bo Bridges. Lizzie Kaplan is the shit in that show. The shit.
Everybody wants her.
Lizzie Kaplan, and I'm finna say this, and I'm not trying to shit talk anything Lizzie Kaplan has ever done, but this is the best I've seen Lizzie Kaplan since, and it's completely unfair, but Freaks and Geeks.
When she was a kid. She was good in Mean Girls.
No, she was good in Party.
You know, Mean Girls is like one of my favorite movies. So.
That's bias. Actually, she was good in Party Down. She was good in Party Down. I'm down with her. But right now, this is by far better than anything else she's ever done.
Hmm.
Lizzie Kaplan is the shit. Lizzie Kaplan's getting naked. Kiki Palmer's the shit. Who else is the shit, man? I'm just binge watching this week when I can't. Well, that's my show on binge watching to jump in because I think we are on the cusp of Shameless. It's coming.
Shameless don't come back until the beginning of next year.
Right. So I need to show. Like, Boardwalk Empire usually runs a lot longer
than
this.
Like, Scandal's about to go on their winter break. So I think I got two episodes before. How to Get Away with Murder is still going on.
I'm down with that.
I'm also two episodes behind on American Horror Story Freak Show, which is also good. Twisty the Clown. Yeah, creepy. But I wish you'll get in on that, too. This is good.
What?
American Horror Story.
They lost me a coven.
It's good.
They lost me a coven. At Coven, I was just kind of like, eh.
But I had to realize I was watching it with a one-year-old, and I'm looking at him like, no, man.
Oh, that guy is not afraid of anything. That guy is not afraid of anything.
A 300-pound Rockweiler was just...
Yeah. Oh, speaking of 300-pound Rockweiler, if you haven't got enough Sam off this podcast, you can go over to the guys at Real Sports, realsportspodcast.net. You can hear me. We can talk about some football there. We can do a lot of stuff. I almost got a mashup. It was myself, Ike, Jack, and Chuck, Real Sports Podcast.
Chuck and Chuck.
Yeah. It was almost a mashup. Had you said one word on mic, it would have been a mashup. It would have been a legit mashup. Legit mashup. But it is what it is. Check us out, Real Sports. And sort of Irish goodbye.
Kinda?
No, because we didn't say bye. We're saying bye as we're walking to the door.
If we were at a Starbucks and just skipped out the door.
Yeah, it's not really Irish goodbye there, but we are leaving. All right, guys. But that's pretty much our weekend.
Oh, and I want to, we need to have a prayer circle.
What happened?
We need to have a prayer circle for Ike's lineup.
Well, we've discussed that on the Real Sports Podcast.
I have to bring it up. I don't know what... I told Ike he needs to do my pick. I know this
with
sports.
With fantasy football...
If y'all not doing anything, y'all, everybody have a prayer circle for Ike's lineup.
Well, there is... It's beyond at this point. But, like, we're doing that thing with Ike where we just want to make him comfortable.
No, the playoffs.
Playoffs!
We're just trying to win a game.
Playoffs! Yeah, come on.
Press
up. Come on. I'm doing the ESPN. Come on, man. Ike in the playoffs. Come on, man.
If you didn't know what we're talking about fantasy football.
Fantasy football. ESPN, if you have watched ESPN in the last year, you still got, come on, man. That's the only reason I'm watching ESPN at this point. Everything else I get on the app.
Wait.
Oh, that's Bart Scott. That's CBS. That's CBS. Hell, I'm watching the game right now. They're about to go into halftime. Bart Scott, can't wait. So, I know this is kind of a fast podcast today, but we are tired. We're running around, and what can I say? Brady and Manning finna come up. As always, you can reach us. We Irish.
Really?
We are Irish and can buy the podcast right now. We're just like, as always, you can reach us at samshownation.com, Twitter at samshow11 on the tweets. I'm sorry, I shouldn't be watching TV as I do this, but at Facebook / just talking with Sam, Instagram just talking with Sam, and
I heard Tasha Mack, Twitter and Instagram.
That's your man, Bart Scott, and just go Irish goodbye this thing.
Can't wait.
See y'all.
Bye, y'all.